This is 7AD and 7BU, and it's time for our weekly Power Savers chat with Adrian from DMS Energy. Day late this morning because, I didn't really make too many plans for Monday except just turning up for work.
Well, sometimes that's an effort in itself, isn't it?
Yeah. Anyway, here we go. And some good news, a Porsche e-fuel plant for the Burnie area.
Yeah, this is pretty wild. Renewable energy has continued to kick more goals for Tasmania. Now, Porsche, however you describe it, is submitted plans to build a commercial-scale e-fuel facility in the Surry Hills area, which is around about 30 k's from Burnie, with hopes to use the port in Burnie to export the product around the world.
Right.
Yeah, so Porsche hopes to begin construction in 2024 and production in 2026, which is not that far away, or it indicates to me that Porsche hasn't encountered the Tasmania bureaucracy circus to try and build anything in the state yet. So let's not count our chickens until they actually break dirt.
Okay.
But that aside, this is really, really good news, and it shows the jobs are coming through as we transition away from fossil fuels with this billion-dollar project. That's a big project. But so Porsche is moving 80% of its vehicles to electric by the end of the decade, but it still intends to offer 20% of high-performance internal combustion engine sports cars, and they need a clean, green fuel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you buy one, you want to buy one of those 911 GT3s or 4s or whatever they are for, you know, 300,000 plus.
Yeah.
And they only run on petrol.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah.
So to actually do this, I suppose also to get their old fleet as well. Now, if you've got an older Porsche, well, you're not going to put batteries in it, are you? You're going to want some sort of fuel.
Fair point.
So to do this, they need what we call e-fuels. Without getting too complicated, but it's going to be using our renewable energy to crack the hydrogen out of the water and then blending that hydrogen with carbon dioxide, making a man-made hydrocarbon, which will then be the base for the e-fuel. And Porsche are working with Siemens to get this project up and running. So it's just going to be just like petrol, but it's not, instead of getting, so the carbon that is in the petrol right now is coming out of crude oil.
Yeah.
The carbon's there. It's a hydrocarbon.
Yes.
It's already that way. It's sort of a naturally occurring hydrocarbon, and it's refined into petrol.
Yep.
This way, we're actually getting the hydrogen out of water using renewable energy. So, okay, that's green. They're pulling the carbon that's already in the air and mixing it into it.
Yep.
So it's just going to have exhaust fumes, just like any other fuel. But when we bring it out of the ground, we're actually releasing carbon that's been sequestered for millions of years, whereas all we're doing is recirculating the carbon that's already in the atmosphere.
Gotcha.
So there's no net gain to the carbon cycle. Yeah.
All right. Sorry, I distracted you there. Yeah, keep going.
No, that's good. Yeah. So the same equipment that makes this e-fuel can also make LPG. This also can make specialised fuel for road transport vehicles. So, you know, we've always talked about electric vehicles and electric trucks. Trucks are always going to be struggle.
Yeah.
By the time we carry enough batteries on a truck, you've got no room to put any produce on
it. Yeah.
And aeroplanes. So it can make fuel for that. So that's an interesting start. Why has Tassie been chosen? Look, it's simply because we've got vast renewable energy resources. Mm. Now, when this plant's cranking, it's going to have around a 250 megawatt capacity when operational. And to put that into perspective, Basslink can send about 500 megawatt to the mainland when we're exporting to the mainland. So this plant will consume half of what we feed to the mainland when it's running.
Okay.
Yeah. So this makes a lot of sense, just like, you know, how solar energy can be used in either a high value, medium value or a low value circumstance. For example, if we capture a kilowatt hour of energy from our solar system and send it to the grid, it's only worth 9 cents. If we self-consume it, it can be worth up to 33 cents. Or if we put it into our electric vehicle and negating fuel costs, it's worth the best part of a dollar. So this is the same sort of principle, but just on a bigger scale. We're value-adding our renewable energy for industry and other clean projects on the island. And so it's an economical no-brainer and should be considered high-value power consumption.
Mm.
So, you know, this is a good thing. The jobs and investment it will bring, aiding the planet in transitioning away from fossil fuels, is about as much of a win-win solution as I could ever hope to envisage for anyone.
Too right.
So the Porsche plant, when it's built and up and running, can produce about 100 million litres of e-fuel per year when fully operational. It will also reduce greenhouse gas emissions to the tune of 260,000 tonnes per year, and it'll be the equivalent of decarbonising 52,000 cars.
Wow.
Now, in the scheme of cars, it probably doesn't sound that big, but they're actually building multiple units of these plants around the world.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. It's jobs. It's clean. It's in Tassie. So why is this good for all car manufacturers and not just Porsche? Well, Porsche. You know, they've been around 90 plus years and they build something around 300,000 cars per year. But more importantly, they're R&D leaders pushing out technology that other manufacturers emulate and adopt. And with 80% of their fleet going electric and 20% of their new cars and older models using the e-fuel, they're setting the pace. If you're a car manufacturer, you only make the money from the sale of the car and subsequent parts and services.
Yep.
You know, so after that initial sale, it's a very limited revenue stream after that. What if we could make and sell the fuel that goes into the vehicles you produce for the serviceable life of the product?
Right.
Now, that'd have to be a car manufacturer's ultimate fantasy and a fossil fuel industry's worst nightmare.
Yeah.
So who else is kicking goals? It's us. It's Demas Energy. Yeah, we've been nominated and we're through to the finals for the Master Electricians Association Tasmanian and Australian Renewable Energy Project of the Year.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, that's for the Vale Project, plus also Electrical Contracting Company of the Year.
Wow, look at you go.
Yeah. And look, it's an honour to be even nominated and to have been shortlisted as a finalist is mind-blowing. But win or not, it's not possible to do these products without the Demas Energy team and the local people and the businesses that support us in doing what we do. And we will know on August the 6th, so fingers crossed we bring it home for Tassie.
Too right. Yeah. Very good. How's the solar business going, just generally, overall for you guys?
Flat out.
Yeah?
Yeah. Used to slow down for winter. There's no discernible difference between summer, spring, autumn, winter now. It's just constant.
And are people buying the full kit, like battery packages and all that together, or are they just getting the panels on the roof?
Bit of everything, but the most common question I get asked now is how can I integrate this with my electric vehicle charger?
Yeah.
Everyone's thinking now their next car might be an electric vehicle.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
So you can do that now? Can you do that?
We've got integrated chargers that punch your excess energy that you'd normally sell to the grid into a car.
Yeah.
Instead of getting 9 cents for the grid, well, you've nearly saved yourself a dollar from petrol you haven't bought.
Yeah. Save you money in the long term. And, of course, you have finance packages
available. Yeah, we've got a really good finance package called Handy Pay. So, basically, we just quote like normal. You go to the page, you decide how long you want to pay it over. Basically, realistically, you can decide your own repayments. It's basically a very, very easy way of doing it.
Very good. All right, they're pros, DMS Energy. It's the blue building as you head out of Spraydon towards Sheffield on the right-hand side. 1300 502 599, and the net and Facebook as well.
Yep, that's it. That's how you'll find us. And we'd love to hear from you.
All right, if you have any questions for Adrian, maybe regarding electric vehicles, send them through to the DMS Energy Facebook and we'll see if we can get to them on the Power Savers. Thanks a lot, mate.
Sounds like a plan.